Federal Senator Slade Brockman has used Senate estimates this week to question Department of Agriculture representatives about the trigger point to initiate a change in GRDC levies. Now, there's certainly industry momentum for change to the future of the levy rate paid to the Grains Research and Development Corporation, with WA grain grower lobby groups calling for as much as a 50% reduction, and Grain Producers Australia running a poll on the levy system and proposing a 20% reduction in the R&D component of the levy. Senator Brockman says he's concerned the GRDC's reserves are now so excessive they are punishing the industry.
My back-of-the-envelope calculation based on last year's tonnes from WA, another record crop in Western Australia, is that the GRDC levy, which was sitting around $1 billion, it would currently be in the order of between 1.2 and 1.3 after the last harvest. Do you have up-to-date figures on that?
Not with us, Senator, but we'll be able to get those for
am I in the
24, 25 funds.
Am I in the ballpark?
Off the top of my head, I wouldn't want to take a stab.
All right.
We'll significant. Come back to
it. Let's just say it's in excess of $1 billion. I mean, this is a significant reserve. And whilst normally I would be in a position where saying, you know, an industry body having significant reserves is a good thing, at some point it actually starts to punish the industry it is a part of. But what is the mechanism in the grains industry of reconsidering that levy? Where that levy is set, not its existence, where it's set.
Sure. So the mechanism is in the hands, as my colleague spoke to previously in relation to wine, very similar for grains, where the representative organisations in relation to GRDC, there's two, there's Grain Producers Australia and Grain Growers Limited, and through those representative organisations need to engage with their levy payers and then, I guess, come back with a proposal to government about where the levy should be set. And then the minister would consider that.
We have here a situation where you've got two ROs, one of which has recommended a change in the levy. The Grain Producers Australia has, late last year, I believe, represented a 20% reduction in the levy. Effectively, the other organisation, Grain Growers Limited, can effectively act as a block on consideration of that change ever being made? Or is it a ministerial decision?
The way I'd characterise it, Senator, is that there are two representative organisations. Both of their views or recommendations to the minister are important. Good. But the minister makes the final decision.
In the end, it's a ministerial decision.
Yes.
Okay, so we've got a grower funded industry R&D body that currently has reserves, which I've been told by numerous farmers in Western Australia, grain producers in Western Australia, agronomists in Western Australia. I've got information here from Paul McKenzie, who's an agronomist and grower in the Geraldton region. He's written to the minister on this as well. Whereas effectively you've now got reserves equaling 4 years of spending, 3 to 4 years of spending on R&D with not another dollar coming in. At some point, that level of reserve should trigger some reconsideration of the level of the R&D levy borne by industry. I mean, yes, plenty of farmers are doing really well. We've had record crops in Western Australia, but there are farmers who are actually going out of business where a change to the levy could make a material impact on their ability to stay in business, their ability to send kids to school, the ability to refinance, replan, restructure their farm business. What is the trigger mechanism in this case where you've got two representative organisations, one of whom has said, you know, the levy should be reconsidered, and one of which has said it shouldn't?
So, Senator, both organisations need to be consulted, but according to our levy guidelines, industry sets the levies. One of those representative organisations can undertake consultation with industry. It's on that organisation, whoever puts forward a proposal to the Minister for consideration, to show that they have broadly consulted with industry, to demonstrate that there is overwhelming industry support for a change to the levy, and then the Minister takes that, it looks at that proposal with advice from us, consults with the RDC and the other representative organisation, if there's more than one, and then makes a decision. So either one can put forward, and it's they do have to demonstrate broad, significant industry support for a change.
Is there a formal process by which GPA has submitted their current report to the Minister?
Yes. If they initiate a process, which they have, they need to provide a proposal to the Minister which needs to address all of the components in our levy guidelines, which are public and which we have spoken to them about.
And has that happened?
They have provided a proposal to the Minister.
They have. Has the Minister responded?
Not at this stage.
Representatives from the Department of Agriculture addressing Senator Slade Brockman's concerns about the grower levies paid to the Grains Research and Development Corporation. And it was confirmed in Senate estimates that the GRDC reserves totalled $728.5 million at the close of 2024-2025 financial year. 12 past 12 here on the Country Hour. Well, in some breaking news this afternoon, the Federal Minister for Agriculture has actually made her decision on this, and the President of the WA Farmers Grains Council, Mark Fowler, is here with the details. Mark, what is the Minister's response to Grain Producers Australia's proposal to her to reduce the GRDC levies that growers pay?
Linda, the Minister has rejected the proposal and has stated the reason for that is that, in her opinion, there was not the business case or other justification for making the change. And she felt that the process which GPA ran, which was entirely in accordance with the levy guidelines, in all material respects, except for the lack of an objection period, which she said wouldn't have changed her decision anyway, but she was rejecting that. There's no reference to having a further poll or anything. And one would really wonder, when we're on a trajectory for over $800 million of reserves after this harvest to add on top of, which will grow to after this harvest, what business case or justification is necessary to seriously consider this question? And the issue that Slade Brockman referred to in Senate estimates about having the two ROs is exactly where the problem lies. We've got two ROs that have a different perspective on this, and it's confounding the ability of the RO to do its job and to review and stay on top of and carry out regular reviews of the levy to ensure that it continues to meet the needs and is pitched at the appropriate level, that we don't continue to accumulate these large reserves.
So how much responsibility should Grain Growers Limited, the other representative body for the Grains Research and Development Corporation, take for the Minister's decision? Because Grain Growers Limited did not join forces with Grain Producers Australia in its submission to the Minister for a change here.
No, it did not. And the length that Grain Growers Limited have been using around this process is almost 100% reflected in the Minister's response to Grain Producers Australia.
So they've been in her ear. GGL's been in her ear.
That's what it sounds like. And what we're concerned about is the previous history of Grain Growers Limited in this space is to reject any suggestion of any changes around the levy. A number of years ago, they said in Senate estimates that the R&D levy is, and I quote, sacrosanct. Moreover, since that time, when Grain Producers Australia has pushed for some of the R&D levy to be spent on Plant Health Australia for biosecurity, they rejected that, saying that you can only do that if you add it on top. We are not prepared to engage in a discussion about the change to the levy. So their history, their language and history in the past has been very much against any change to the levy. And on the other hand, you've got Grain Producers Australia, who has on its policy council the presidents of all of the state farming organisations, who has very well connected to all of its member growers, saying we are seeking review and change around this. I mean, I don't know how much of a business case has to be made when you've got $728.5 million in reserves and still growing for there to be change in this space.
So the blame for this decision lies entirely with Grain Growers Limited?
No, I don't think that's I don't think that's entirely correct. I think blame for this outcome rests at several levels. One is the structure of the RO or the representative organisation, which is a role that occurs under the statute for supervising GRDC and the levy. And the quantum of the levy is an RO question. It's not a GRDC one; it's an RO one. And because it's a split role, it's very hard to do properly. And the next part of where I would say the blame lies here is with growers. Growers are not engaging adequately with the process to give feedback to inform the decisions of the RO. So GPA ran a very over a period of time a very correct and in accordance with the statutory and ministerial guidance around this levy review, and they were advertising it in print, on the radio, on social media, repeatedly for weeks and weeks and weeks. And we had strong engagement out of Western Australia, but far less so out of the other states. And I think that has partly informed the minister's decision that the strength of the response, in her opinion, hasn't been strong enough to change the levy itself. So where we are now is we'll continue to work with the other representative organisations.
So it's not over? You're still going to pursue for a change?
Yeah, because the amount of the reserves continue to grow. You know, at some stage it'll become so outrageous that something will have to be done. I think everyone recognises that. It's just a matter of bringing everyone in to make the case to the minister. You know, and look, the next step is to push for a full poll of members using the levy payer database, which we haven't had access to in the past, but which that's where I think this will go. So GPA and GGL will work together to run this full poll. What we're concerned about is that there's lots of ways in which that process can be drawn out or made more complicated than it needs to be. And you know, when you start talking about engaging third-party consultants and all that kind of stuff, there's lots of room in there for the message to be directed in a particular direction, which we're concerned about. We want to know what the opinion is of growers.
All right, we'll have to leave it there, Mark. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you breaking that news here on the Country Hour today.
Thank you, Belinda.
Mark Fowler, who is the president of the WA Farmers Grains Council, with the news this afternoon just coming through that the Federal Agriculture Minister, Julie Collins, has decided against having a reduction to the levies growers pay to the Grains Research and Development Corporation after having a look through Grain Producers Australia's proposal to her. Your thoughts, most welcome on this